Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody's all okay. Thank you very much for joining me tonight, and I am so glad to be doing the show. Obviously, I've had to have some time out. I've had a few personal difficulties and everything else, and trying to get myself sorted. Of course, I've just got to say to everybody that myself and Bill have split up, and of course, I wish him well for whatever he wants to do in the future. I don't want to hold any grudges. I'm too good for that. I'm just going to move on. I'm looking, you know, for a nice new future. I'm sorting out the kids, you know, having fun with the kids. Although I must say that they're saying to me, oh, Mum, but we've got things to do and you're doing a show. So I'm trying to juggle children with show and, you know, getting everything sorted. But it's really, really good to be back. Obviously, got loads to talk about. There's loads of things I want to do. But I want you guys to call in tonight, and I want you to tell me what you want in from the Ask Sue Show. It needs to go a step further. It needs to go further. And, of course, you know, we've had some absolute fantastic shows, and I've loved doing all of them. But, you know, I need to get it out there even further. I know I've got some listeners listening in from the UK, and, yes, there's a couple that are laughing and probably listening to my voice and thinking, oh, my goodness, it's RC. Well, yep, it's me, the one and the only, unfortunately for you guys. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to do different things. I wasn't to do the psychic shows still. I will be doing, obviously, the advocate shows. There is shows that I'm going to be doing, follow-up shows. I have been mired to death about there's a couple of things that people want me to bring back into the limelight, including the dogs being shot by the police in America. Of course, we need to be getting that back into the front because, you know, we need to see if there is an improvement. And I will be getting in touch with Kristen about that. Hello to Eddie. I don't know if you're listening, Eddie. I hope everything's going okay with you too. And, you know, Eddie is on the K9 Monroe County Group. Have a look on Facebook for that. Also, I need you guys to add everybody to the Ask Sue Show group. We're getting there slowly but surely. We're up to 2,941 members. I need more people. Please, please add as many as you can. If there's anybody who wants to call in to the show, you can call in. If you're calling in from the UK, it's 001-347-327-9694. That's 001-347-327-9694. Hope you're all okay. Right. Let me just make sure that you can all hear. If you can hear me, please just say hello in the chat room and tell me. Apparently, Yasmin can't hear. Let me just tell her to refresh by pressing the old F5 button. I feel like I'm learning again back on this, I tell you. Let me just see if that, hopefully, oh, yep. Let's do a quick shout-out to everybody. We've got Margaret, we've got Music of the Past, we've got Penny Adams. Hi, Penny. Profundity, welcome, Profundity. It's lovely to see you back in. Hello to my lovely Sherry Rose. And, of course, my good friend Yasmin. Hi, Yasmin, hope you're okay. And welcome Gemini Moon, who's just joined us as well. Just let everybody know that we'll be doing the psychic show on Wednesday. And hopefully be doing more shows. But what is it you want? Is there anything that you think is needing to be put out there? A lot of people are always saying that, you know, we need media exposure for different things. Tell me what. What is it you actually need? Now, I've got to, of course, say a very big thank you to a few people as well. Of course, firstly, to you, my listeners. I want to thank all of you very, very much for all the kind messages and the beautiful thoughts that you've sent me and everything else. It's been absolutely fantastic. I also want to say, I need to get rid of this cold. I want to say a very big thank you to everybody that listens to the show, but also the ones that have shared my links, the ones that have been doing things while I've been away, and I really appreciate that. And also, I want to say thank you to Kathy, of course, the Savage. We all know who Kathy is. The lovely Howard Epstein, Sean McCoughlin, but also to my fantastic kids that, you know, have been a great support to me, who have been really, really good. You know, we have been busy and it's been good, but I want to thank all of you for your messages and everything because it's been You know, I've had people have even called me from America into the UK, and I really appreciate that. It's nice to know that people care and they've rung me to see if I'm okay. And you certainly know. Oh, dear. Oh, excuse me. You certainly know who your friends are at an hour of need, shall we say. But, you know, onwards and upwards, and we'll see how we get going. Now, you can give us a call in on 347-327-9694. I think it's going to be cup of tea time if anybody wants to pass me on. Oh, good lad, Jamie. Oh, dear. I'll tell you what, I'd love to say it. The dogs are barking, but oh, my goodness. Right, we've also got Penny, who's telling me to share a page called Wow Jam Pasadena. I hope I've got that right, 2013. So that's www.facebook.com/ Wow, W-O-W, Jam, J-A-M, and Pasadena, P-A-S-A-D-E-N-A, 2013. That's to free share it, and it's to help the homeless. So apparently a handsome nephew that was a gang member has turned his life around and he is a part of it. Margaret, you are a blessing, Sue. Yes, to the psychic shows. Yes, we will be doing psychic. I will be setting up the link actually for the psychic shows. Obviously tomorrow night, it's Tuesday night. So obviously my co-host Howard will be joining me as well. So hopefully that will be good. Yeah, do you know what, Sherry, it is? It's absolutely fantastic. A lovely, lovely group that. We'll have to definitely have a look into that. Let's just have a quick gander while I'm on here. All right, you can volunteer and donate, and they've got loads of different things. That looks really good. Maybe we could get them to call in, maybe, Penny. I'll have a word with you about that. But I have liked the page, and I'll be showing it over to the Ask Sue show right now. And hopefully we can get more people on there to get that up and going as well. That sounds like a very worthwhile cause. And, of course, Howard's been doing a lot of the homeless things as well. And I'm sure he will be talking about that tomorrow night because we've got Howard in tomorrow. So that'll be rather good. Now, what else did I want to think? Also, anybody that's calling in from the UK, you can ring in on 0844-605-0707. Then you wait for the prompt, and then you call 001-347-327-9694. And then you guys that are in America, you can call in on 347-327-9694. So, give us a call in. Let me just see if we've got somebody else listening to the show. Okay, we'll just see. So let me just see. Sherry Rose, let me send you some healing. It sounds like you need it. Hope you're all okay. And by all means, anything that, if you need me to give you a call, you know, give me a shout anytime. The lovely Sherry Rose, bless her. And yeah, we're going to be doing a few different shows. Obviously, I know that Sherry's going, but I'm hoping to do, you know, have a word with Sherry to see if Sherry will. Right. Yes, Profundity is just saying that just in case people can't hear properly, it's because the BTR audio is accidentally muted. So just have a look at that. Sherry Rose, I'm hoping to get you in on the show because I want to do a show about, obviously, people that are being put under so much pressure with how the government are treating everybody, and also about, you know, depression and everything, and also about how people are committing suicide because they just can't take it anymore. You know, so I know, Sherry, obviously, with Jamie, that you can obviously talk to me about that. And we will be doing a show about that in the very near future. But, you know, if anybody's got any ideas of what we can bring forward into the show, then please give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com, or you can call into the show tonight and give me some ideas. Or, by all means, you can do as Yasmin did. she didn't plug in the earphones and wondered why she couldn't hear. Anyway, you can tell Yasmin's not been listening to the show for a while, and this is what it does to you when you don't listen for a while, hey? Oh dear, there's just no hope, is there? So yeah, call in 347-327-9694, and a quick shout out to Gemini Moon, to Margaret, to Jill, to Penny, to Provincity, and Yasmin. Hope you're all okay too. And yes, Penny, I very much have just noticed that we need to be doing giving the old Crowley shelter a call. Definitely need to be doing that because they did promise a long time ago an email and I have heard still nothing, just not good enough. So we need to definitely have a look into that. Anything else that people think that we should have a look at, by all means, give me a shout. 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Right, let me have a look. Now, I'm going to go to the Sue show. Let me just go back one. I want to say a big hello to Pebbles Masterson as well, because I know she's been messaging even to Howard to make sure that I'm okay as well. So, right, just to give you a few updates as well of what's coming up in the future, we have got the Ask Sue show on the 11th of July, and it will be Remembering Lennox. Yes, it's nearly a year ago. You know, I'm still shocked and upset by the fact that nothing has happened over Lennox. If anybody's got any updates that you can tell me, but I'm quite disappointed, you know. But I think that maybe we need to be doing something on that date. So if anybody's got some ideas, I've got a couple of ideas, and everybody want to, get in touch, by all means. You can email asusho@gmail.com. It was an amazing night that night, and, you know, with Lennox, it was a terrible, terrible shame, and just so, so wrong. Belfast City Council, we have not forgotten, and we are never going to forget. This is something that we are going to be doing, and we are going to be talking about this again and again and again. And maybe we could maybe call in to Belfast City Council and ask them what they think a year on. Do we think that they should have got away with it so easily, and why have they not been questioned more? Please join me on the Ask Sue show, Remembering Lennox, 1 year gone by. That's an event on Facebook, so you can join in there. We've already got 30 people going, 9 maybes. Don't know how you can do a maybe, but we have invited 3,192 people, so I would like to get this further out there. We should easily be able to get 10,000 invited on that event, easily, with no shadow of a doubt. So please, I'll share this into the Ask Sue show group again so you can find it easy enough. And please add as many friends as you can, hold on a minute, as you can to that as well. So I've done that. Let me just go back now. And there was something else I wanted to share with you. Hold on. Oh dear, this cold will not go. Right. Let me just bring up a couple of other things I wanted to do. Hold on. We've got, I'm just going to go down the Ask Sue group, because obviously there's a few things that have been brought to my attention. We've got Sylvia Lennox Green, who has shared the mayor and police chief claim shooting kittens in front of children ages 5 months to 7 years is appropriate behaviour. Please sign a petition to remind them that animal lovers across the globe do not think this is what children should witness while growing up. Again, how many times have I said this? Sickening, wrong, and should be... Oh, I tell you. I can feel a rant coming on, in all fairness. But anyway, let's share that as well. Right, Lisa Ledger. Hi, Lisa, hope you're okay. She's put on the wall, oh, please, please, please share my friend's dog. Lisa was broken into the early hours of this morning as she and her kids slept. They've taken all the phones, laptops, her car, but worst of all, her dog. Dozer is a big staffy, is a super dark brindle, sometimes mistaken for black. He is about 4, has a big head, amazing condition on him. He looks like would be the perfect fighting dog, except he is not. He's a complete sweetheart, a real family dog who would never hurt a soul. Lisa is just heartbroken. Please, everyone in North Edinburgh in particular, but all over, because who knows what they've done with him. Let's get Dozer back at home where he belongs. So if anybody wants to share that picture as well, let me just put that into the chat room. So there we go for that one. And let's go back now. Where is it? Hold on. Yeah, thank you to Penny. She's been posting little links in there as well. Hold on a minute. It's just gone a little bit crazy. Let me find it. Hold on. Oh, yeah, a pledge to stand up for the abused rabbits in rodeos. Please, this is another one that needs to be signed and shared. Please, by all means, share that one. Obviously, if we go through all these, maybe we'll catch back up with these again in a minute. Oh, I've got an excellent update to share. As all of you know, we've been helping Heather and Anthony with the Help Save Cannon, Thunder and Sarge. Absolutely fantastic news to share. They are at home. Now, obviously, we have got the court case and everything to come up with that, but at least they are at home, an absolute godsend. And Heather will be calling into the show tomorrow night to be able to give an update with that as well. So please give that a share. Andrea Phillips, obviously, I don't think she's in the chat room tonight, but has been sharing like mad, so a big hello to Andrea. She's put, with the PGA US Golf Open underway, golf people might be interested to know China wants to become number one in world golf and is currently sourcing some serious coaches on the world level, fact. At the same time, China's preparing in Yulin Dog Eating Festival, June the 21st to 23rd, where tens of thousands of dogs will be tortured, killed and eaten. If you like dogs or cats and you play golf, please think about what I have said. No to dog meat and a petition for Chinese embassies, which I urge you to sign and submit. So let me share this link to see that picture. And it just breaks my heart. No dog, no nothing should have to go through this suffering at this time, you know. Owner RSPC, another dog left to them. Oh, do you know what? Jill, if you can call into the show, by all means call in. Let's, you know, have a talk about the RSPCA because I'm quite upset by the RSPCA. I can actually say, without saying too much, is that near to me, we've actually got a field that's about an acre of land. It's got horses, sheep and everything on that field, loads of rubbish and everything. And the RSPCA have been reported, let me just say, once by me and the rest by others. And do you know what? They are still there. And I was told that apparently, as long as they've got somewhere dry to lie on and they are being given food, it's okay. I tell you what, I am absolutely sickened. Big hello to Pebbles. Hi, welcome. I can see you just popped into the room. Hope you're okay. Missed you loads. Yes, I would just like to thank Jamie. He's just won me a cup of tea, bless him. Let me have a quick drink. He says it's coffee. I'd like to argue with the fact that I haven't tasted it yet. Right, let me have a look. Let's go back. RSPCA, we definitely need to be doing a show about that. You know, it's something else, to say the least. But Teresa de Stephen Flores has just looked at that about the Golf Open with a dog eating blah, blah, blah. And she's just put, I'm currently throwing up. Do you know, I'm not surprised. It's just sickening. Absolute sickening. Right, we've also got a link for Kai. They're wanting him to be released back to his family. Well, it goes without saying. Please, that is definitely definitely one that we need sharing. Maybe we can get them onto the show very soon as well. Short sentence, Vancouver dog killer. Brian Whitlock has been sentenced to 60 days in jail for beating a dog with a baseball bat and leaving him for dead in Vancouver dumpster. Whitlock was also given 3 years probation and a lifetime ban on owning pets by a judge on Wednesday, CBC News reported. I tell you what we should do. We should have a show and then maybe put scenarios up. And we ask people what they think that we should actually put forward to change this. Because at the end of the day, these sentences are a joke, aren't they? It's not a sentence. It's laughable. I don't know about a sentence. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely sick. Dorset Dog Rescue, Ratty BGB has shared that one. Please go and have a look at that. Jill, right, let me have a look at this one. I've not seen this, Jill, I'll be honest. I'm catching up slowly but surely with everything. RSPCA loss after Kavanan pet is put down. The RSPCA has lost out on part of a 400,000 legacy after a pet dog was put down. Blackie's owner, Claude Attack, 80, from Carnarvon, Gwynedd, had specified that any charity which found his pet a home would get a large part of his estate. Mr. Dewey Richard Jones thought the dog was in good health and was shocked he had been put down. But the RSPCA said Blackie was found to suffer from numerous health problems and was put down on humane grounds. Mr. Attack was found collapsed at his home by concerned neighbours when they realised they had not seen him walking sheepdog Blackie on January the 29th. January. He walked Blackie four times a day and he lived for the dog, said Mr. Richard Jones. Mr. Attack died in hospital on 1st of February. Neighbour initially looked after Blackie, then he was handed over to the RSPCA. I wasn't concerned because their leaflet state that they do not put animals down without good reason. I thought he was safe, said the solicitor. He added that Mr. Attack had stated in his will that his estate should be shared between different charities, but with no less than one-fifth going to an animal charity. But verbally, he had told his solicitor that more of his estate should be given to any charity which found Blackie a new home. He had stipulated that he could be especially generous to any charity which found his dog a home. Mr. Richard said that a couple who did not wish to be named, who knew Mr. Attack, came forward to offer Blackie a home on 8th of February. They traced him to an RSPCA kennel at Shrewsbury, but were told he had already been put down on the day he was handed in. However, the RSPCA said Blackie went to them on February the 2nd and was only put to sleep on February the 8th, as he was assessed for 6 days. They said it was because he was in poor health, but I know his health was good. The old gentleman thought the world of him, and at any sign of illness, he would be whipped off to the vet. Let's face it, everybody, if he's got 400,000 that he's just going to give to one charity for rehoming Blackie, he's got plenty of money, and this guy, at the end of the day, by the sounds of it, walking his dog four times a day and was willing to give that sort of money to somebody who was going to be home at the end of the day, would he really have a reason to have his dog as being poorly? I think, you know, the RSPCA has got a lot to answer for in the fact that they have a lot of money. Why is it the fact that they're still putting dogs down? Why aren't they putting some of the money that is donated into more spay and neutering? Maybe, you know, a spay and neuter clinic could be set up for people that cannot afford it so much. What are your thoughts? Give me a call in, 347-327-9694. That's 347-327-9694. Let me just go into the chat room here. Penny, if you want to call in about the pet food drive, that's fine. You can call in. Right. Yes. Joy, Yasmin, you're absolutely right. And if Yasmin, if you're saying that's just 2 miles from you, that's ridiculous. I mean, they're saying about Shrewsbury. Well, that's literally just up the road from me. So I'll definitely be going up to the RSPCA at Shrewsbury and see what's going on there as well, because I think we need to be definitely asking some questions about how much they are actually spending on these dogs and how much, you know, we can actually make a change with the money that they are actually being donated. Right, okay, let me have a look. Also, anybody who wants to put their Facebook profile into the chat room, please do, you know, because we need everybody to add everybody. This is not just a show where I want to promote the show. This is about where I want to promote all of you animal advocates. we need to be joining forces, and the more the better. So please join in there. Let me just share this link about the dog that was put down that I've just been talking about as well. Okay, that's that one. So let's go down a little bit further on the Ask Sue Show group. We've got a dog missing from Kits Green. That was the 13th of June. That's on Canine Search UK Lost Dog Alerts, and it's the West Midlands. What a cute little dog it is too. Let's just do a copy, and I'll share that into the chat room so you can all share that as well. Hold on. There we go. Who shared that one in there? Oh, yeah, that's Ratty BGB. Thanks, Ratty. Also, we've got... I've just got to say to everybody, obviously, we've got over 2,000 people in the Ask Sue Show group now. So what I'm saying to everybody, if you want to set up an event that's animal advocate, psychic, or whatever, or there's something, you know, obviously, you'll have to go through me of which events we will set up. But I'm quite happy to set up an event within the Ask Sue Show group, because then automatically it will invite just under 3,000 people. So if you've got an event that's going to be helping the dogs and you want to do it with media exposure with the Ask Sue Radio Show, then please, by all means, give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook, and it's Ask Sue, then a space, then Radio Show. So Ask Sue's one word, space, Radio Show is the next word. And thank you to Karen Finewood. She said that she'll message me about that too. Also, we've got the Mia Foundation's second annual walk for Mia. Obviously, I want to bring that to people's attention. Let me just find this. I can't find the link at the minute. I'll find that in just a moment. Let me go back on. But I will be doing a show about that as well. The other thing is I'm going to be doing a show that's going to be doing some exposure for people. So, you know, if for instance, you've got an event coming up, if you've got a group that you've just started, a page, you're a rescue, or whatever it may be, please, by any means, get in touch with me. Give me an email. Give me a call in. I will be doing one for Mia. So what I'm going to do is have a two-hour show, and they'll have half an hour each. So Mia's topic would be having half an hour. And we will tell you all about the event that's going on and everything else. And it's called Love for Mia is the one page, and it's cleft palate chihuahua. So let me put that into the chat room. And also, let me just go a little bit further down here. Where's it gone? All right, so we've got... Well, let me share this into the chat room. This is for Crowley as well. I can see that Penny's put that, so I'll share that one in there. Now, and that's called Available Dogs, Cats at Crowley City Shelter. So that's that one. I can't find the other one. Where's that gone now? We'll have to find that one as well. But anyway, give me a call in, 347-327-9694. And I think I've got on the line Penny. Hi, Penny. How are you doing?
Hi, Sue. How are you doing, hon?
Well, now this cough's going a little bit, and I've got somebody to talk so I can have my drink. I'm actually okay.
Well, I was calling in before you told me to go ahead and call in. You were talking about the spay clinics. Here in Louisiana, the rescues are finding that they're having the issue because all of the vet clinics and even Spay Nation is backlogged. That's some of the problems that they're having. So we're kind of struggling with that. That was one of the issues. The other thing was I was telling you the last show about the food drops. Here in Vermilion Parish, they do not have anything like that, and the rescues are struggling for the food. And, you know, I've been trying and trying and trying to get that started, and it's like I haven't quite gotten anywhere quite yet. So if anybody has, like, any information that might be able to help me get that going, it'd be greatly appreciated.
Right. So what area are you in?
Vermilion Parish in Louisiana.
Right, okay. So if anybody in the Louisiana area wants to get in touch, If you can't get hold of Penny, just give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com, and I will forward all your details over to Penny, and we need to get that sorted as soon as possible.
The other thing is Crowley, you know, they do have a new page that's being ran. I believe it's by Sarah Swanner. It's Friends of Crowley, Louisiana, and that's how I found out about the dogs that are in Crowley. And I know that there are three babies that have been in there quite some time. I know Brownie, he's been in there since November, and he's on that dreadful list right now.
Really? Right.
Yeah.
Penny, do you want to inbox me, what time are we now? 10? What time is it with them right now, with Crowley?
Let's see. We're looking at 4:30 right now.
What time do they shut? Are they open at the minute?
I'm not sure. It might be 4:30. It might be 5. I'm not sure what time they close.
I'll tell you what, Penny. What we'll do is one day this week, either I'll call them or I will call them on the show and we'll see what's going on with it. What's going on with Brownie, Brindle, and Camel then? What's the score with them?
They've been in there so long and in the shelter, from what I'm being told, is full. And unfortunately, because they've been there so long, that they'll be on the euthanization list. They're getting ready to apparently put down.
Good grief.
So, Brownie, I know I've met that dog. Met Brownie personally. He's really good with dogs, cats, kids. That's a very sweet baby. I'm surprised he's even still there. Really.
Right. And whereabouts is Crowley? For people that are saying to you, whereabouts is Crowley exactly? What?
It's about maybe 20 minutes from the Lafayette area.
Right. Okay.
If you go by a major town, I mean, trying to, you know, go major. Most of the time people know Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans. Those are kind of the areas that people would really recognize.
Okay, so if anybody can help, Penny, I'll put your Facebook profile in the chat. If anybody wants to get in touch with Penny about this, you know, if you know somebody that might be able to adopt one of the dogs or at least foster until we can get somewhere for them to go permanently, you can get in touch with Penny at facebook.com/penny.l.adams. So please have a look. Apparently the dog that was stolen has now been returned, so that's good. Thank you, Yasmin, for that update as well. That's cool. So what else have you been doing then, Penny? Have you been busy? Because I know you do quite a bit behind the scenes as well.
Well, I just found out that my wonderful nephew, he's part of a music group. It started, he was a troubled teen and, you know, got himself in some mischief, and he's trying to help with this organization, WOW Group. It's helping the homeless on Skid Row, and so, you know, I've been kind of doing that and fostering and, you know, kind of doing whatever I can.
Oh, bless you. I shared the group with Howard. Sorry?
I shared the WOW, and I shared my nephew with Howard so that maybe they could, because I know Howard's been helping quite a bit with the homeless.
He has. He's really, really took it upon his stride, and he wants to make a difference. And if anybody's got any ideas to help Howard with that, by all means, give us a shout. You know, you can give me an email, asksueshow@gmail.com. Please help in any way we can. You know, he's done some amazing things, absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. The thing I hear quite a bit, too, is that you're in the UK, and what can you do? Because you're all the way in the UK. Well, you know, I can tell you one thing that you've done for everybody, and that's unite all of us to where we can help the babies. That's what we're all here to do, is to help as many as we possibly can and to stop the sickening stuff that's been going on. I kind of back away from Facebook every now and then because it's like, you know, it gets overwhelming sometimes. It really does.
Yeah. Do you know what? Thank you for that, because I must admit, I have had one day when I sat here and thought, shall I do this? Because I was putting hours and hours and hours into it, and it was just ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? It just, I didn't get a break. And I think with everything that went on, I just had to say, right, that's enough. I just needed to stop. Now, to the people that have been offended, that think I've let you down because I had some time out, all I'm going to say is that it was either a case of step down, step back and walk away for, you know, for a week or so, or it was carry on, break my neck literally, and then not bother coming back at all. Do you know what I mean? Because something just had to give, you know? I've got my own personal things that were going on anyway. I have got four children. I'm trying to juggle everything and trying to pay for the radio and trying to go, you know, I've got to look for a job to be able to help everything else as well. And it's just too much. I am one person. I'm trying to do my best. And obviously the shows, especially like Cowley and everywhere, you know, we've already done shows, but we need to, you know, see what else we can do now. I need to follow up the shows where what we've already done. Because a lot of the times, it's like everything. It's like Lennox, isn't it? You know, we do these stories, and then, like most media, they're forgotten. They make the news.
Exactly.
They do it, and then they're forgotten. I don't want to do that. I want to do a follow-up shows where we are looking at what we've already done, and we can see if the show that we've done has actually made a difference. Now, as far as I'm concerned, by what you're saying, Crowley hasn't changed. If anybody else wants to have a go, that's fine. Bring it on. Give me a call in and tell me different.
I've been told they have. The director has changed. Okay, and the director is doing for the good. But it's like I was telling somebody the other day. We can change the people, you know, but there's still some things that are still in common. Like the mayor, okay? I mean, if we can't get the funding to get things done that need to be done for them, We can put the world's greatest director in there, but if they run out of room, there's nothing they can do. I mean, we're not getting the animals out there. You know, I mean, you weren't given the pictures at all to share on the page, which we had over, 2,000 people on the page. It was like all that was being done was the babies were being shared by that page, but it was like all of a sudden nothing. Nothing was sent.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, hush, we don't want anybody to know what's there, but yet we need to get them out of here because we don't want to put them down. Well, how do you expect them to be moved if you're not wanting to share them?
Yep. Do you know what the thing, the biggest problem I have with this world at this moment in time is ego. I hate it. Right? I'm just an ordinary lass, right, who decided to off with psychics, which then obviously fell upon the Lennox story that started with that, which then started with me, the Animal Advocate World, okay? Okay, I've not been doing it very long. That's fine. I don't care if somebody's done it for 1 week, 5 weeks, 50 bloody weeks, or anything else weeks, right? Or 2 years, 50 years, whatever you want to say, right? But you know what? If everything in this world is about ego, I have not got a problem who wants to come on my show. I haven't got a problem if you want to share your links in my show group. I've got 3,000 people. I haven't done it so it's just for the Ask Sue Show people. I've done it so everybody can share the things that they believe in, right? We've also got the page, okay? So we've got that as admin, but that's so we can put the main features on there. But then we've also got the show where I say to people, please post your profiles into the chat. Most shows don't want to do that. They don't want you to connect. Because they want you to concentrate on the show. I don't want it just about me. This show is not about me. Okay, it's called the Ask Sue Show, but we have to call it something, and it started off with that. And people have got to know the show through me because they've got to know that if they've got a problem, I actually call people at their houses. How many radio shows actually call people at their home?
Not very many.
Somebody have a go at me while I was actually away. Somebody actually had a go at me. And their words were, you're just like the rest of the radio stations. Yeah, okay. So if that was the case, why would you be even messaging me? Because most radio stations don't even get back in touch with you. Never mind, call you on your home phone.
No kidding.
How many sponsors have I ever got for this show? Very few. How many do other radio shows get? Oh, loads. You know, how much work do I put into this? How much, you know, and do you know what, it gets to my nerves. And I just want to connect people. I just want to make a difference in the world. I just want people to share love to each other instead of this hate all the time. I want people to wake up to and smell the roses. Do you know what? I've been talking to Kathy for a long, long time about what we need to do to make an impact, okay? Now, I first started and I said to her, we need to stop doing this sharing one dog at a time. I need to do a bigger exposure. We've got a radio, but sharing one dog at a time is not doing a big enough story. We need to make it bigger. So then we said, right, we'll do exposure. Yep, that was brilliant. We've done a Betty Crumley page. Absolutely fantastic. Hit the headlines, went onto the news, blah, blah, blah. Even the page got accused of a load of rubbish, which wasn't true. But anyway, I'm not bothered about that. But we did a big exposure and made a difference. The trouble is now the government goes and puts a stamp on that and says, oh, no, you can't do that because you're going to be classed as whistleblowers. Yeah, if you're a whistleblower, that means you're now a terrorist. Give me a break. A terrorist because you're standing up for animals? Talking about you. The government don't want us to speak out. They don't want us to connect. So then it goes to the next level. Okay, how do we actually stop this abuse and how do we make a difference with this animal advocate world? Do you know where the root of all this evil comes as far as animal advocate work? Spay and neuter. If there wasn't a dog born in the first place, there wouldn't be abuse, there wouldn't be breeding, there wouldn't be an issue. How animal shelters would not be full up. So why aren't our governments making it so that you have to spay and neuter your dog as soon as it is old enough to do so? Or you pay a very big license fee because you must be breeding from it if you don't want to spay and neuter.
Exactly.
Simple as that. Now, how much money, and I don't know if anybody wants to look into this, because I would love to know the facts and figures, because I just don't get time to sit and listen to all this, but how much money actually goes to animal shelters to keep them running and everything by the governments? And how much would they be able to save by putting in a spay and neuter program in the whole world to make a difference?
But it's like our rescue, we spay and neuter everything before it's even adopted out. And then you've got people, well, how come your adoption fee is high? We charge $80. Okay, that's, and we do the spay and neuter. We got them current on shots. They're pretty much ready to go. Okay, until the following year when they've got to have the rabies shot, you know. And people are like, well, that's high. And it's like, no, not really. One, you saved a life. Two, there is no more that can be produced from that. And, you know, then you've got these idiots. Oh, well, I got my dog for breeding purposes. You got your dog for an ATM. Get a job. You know, there's got to be a medium somewhere. And the government, I don't think they really want to get involved with that. But they want to put bans on these different breeds because they're not educated enough to understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? I am actually taking 8 cats tomorrow to be neutered, and I'm having to take 4 in one dog cage and 4 in another, and I'm getting them all done, and I've actually got it so that, because I couldn't afford to get them all done at once, but I wanted them all done. So I've spoken to, I think it's a Shropshire Cat Rescue, and they're helping me. We're taking them up to the vets tomorrow, getting them done, and they are having a shaker can day at a local superstore, and me and the kids are going to go up and help them to get some money in for it. Now, you know, the thing is, all these people say, I can't afford to have my dog spay and neutered. Okay, so can you afford to sort out all the puppies? Can the world afford to keep looking after your puppies that are then grown up and put into these places? Do you know what I mean? Something's got to stop at some point, hasn't it? You know, we can blame all these people for abusing dogs, and I agree. You know, they need to be shot, hung, and quartered. But at the end of the day, the other horrible part is the fact that if they weren't born and if they weren't here in the first place, there wouldn't have been an issue. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with a previous show that you had where, you know, we a licensing. You know, I mean, we've already got to have you know, the rabies tag, which basically, you know, license them with the different parishes or counties or whatever. When people do that, I think what they have to should have to do is show the spay or neuter certificate. Say, look, my dog's done. You know, and if that was an issue, okay, well, if it's spayed and neutered, okay, let's say if it's spayed or neutered, they get the rabies shot for $5. You know, if it's not, you know, because we've got to do these anyhow so they can figure out a way to stop, you know, and maybe yep. that would stop a lot of these breed, the, what do they call them, puppy mills. I mean, yep. you know, it's got
to
do
you know what, Penny, I said ages ago, we've got a problem, obviously, the BSL as well. So why can't
yes,
we change
yes,
it from BSL to OSL, owner-specific legislation? Change it round so that dogs are not responsible. It is the owners. So you would get a license for your dog. You would have it spayed and neutered. And if the, if you've not got it spayed and neutered, your license would be very much higher. If that also you'd have to have it insured and all of the other things, like, just like having a car, it would have to go to the vets yearly and everything for all these different things. But at the end of the day, that's when we would be able to make a difference. And if you do not get it spayed and neutered, then you have to pay a very substantial high fee for your license because you must be breeding from them and making money. I'm just going
exactly.
to read this. This was actually something that I wrote on the Betty Crumley page, but it, part of it's a bit like about having your dog spayed and neutered. But I did this quite a while, well, obviously when we did the Betty Crumley exposure. And it's called Now I'm Gone. I was a beautiful puppy not so long ago. I thought I'd a lovely owner who turned out to be a so-and-so. I was a beautiful puppy and so he fell in love. But then I grew a bit older. I chewed a hole in his glove. I was a beautiful three-quarter puppy. I didn't understand. I couldn't get to the toilet in time and I pooed where he would stand. I was a beautiful dog. He took me for a drive down a little road. He didn't take me out that often. I didn't realise how much I'd grown. I now was a fully grown dog, and he let me out the car. I took a little wander. I didn't go very far. I heard the engine rev a little and the moving of the wheels. He started to take off slowly. Then the wheels began to squeal. I went and ran after him. What, he had forgot me? I was so damn faithful. He had forgotten his faithful puppy. I was tired and heart-aching, so I sat and thought a lot. I fell asleep with the weight. Surely he will return, will he not? I heard a car pull up by me. I sat up so damn quick. This lady shouted loudly, "He's alive, come here, Nick." This tall man and fancy lady looked over me. I wagged my tail thinking, should I stay or should I run free? They called me to the car. I was trusting I got straight in. Once I looked for my owner, but no sign of him. They took me up the road to something they called a shelter. That's when I met Betty Crumley. I know I should have met her. They put me with a senior. I trotted in there like a good boy. By goodness, it was cold. There wasn't even a toy. I looked at the couple. They apologized to me, saying they wished they had room, but they'd already got three. I watched as they left. It's hard to say how I felt. My heart was smashed, lonely and cold, and I began to melt. I woke up in the night to feeling oh so very cold. The old senior was snoring, so I had to be so bold. I never been so sad and alone. I woke up in the morning to the senior having a good old moan. Then the old lady opened up the door. She took us both out. We trotted along with her. No stroke, no chat, no nout. She took us in the room where a man stood and waited. Two more, she said. Juices ready, he stated. They got the old senior and put a needle in his leg. He whimpered and cried, and he came and lay by me instead. His eyes went all glazed. I was so scared it was untrue. I looked at him as his lips went all kind of blue. But then it was my turn, and senior was still breathing. I looked for my owner, wishing I was leaving. Little did I know that's what I was about to do. But not from the shelter, but from this lifetime from you. They injected me hard, by God it did hurt, but then it really hit me, my heart went berserk. My legs went to jelly, then I did fall, right against Senior, who was still breathing and warm. I tried to move slightly, but it was like I was dumbstruck, as I felt Senior's last heartbeat. They just didn't give a... I could feel myself fading as I wished the world goodbye. I heard that bitch Crumley say, get the next two from Kennel 5. I thank you all for supporting our lost souls. I understand you have found evidence and achieved some goals. But please, in my passing, and now that I'm dead, share this poem and awareness. Please share now and spread. Mm. The thing is, it all goes down to the same thing, that if it wasn't for the fact that all these people had not spayed and neutered their, if they had actually spayed and neutered their dogs, at the end of the day, they wouldn't have been in that animal shelter with Betty Crumley in the first place. So, again, I'm going to say to the fact that society is just as much to blame, because if we hadn't have actually ignored all of these warnings that we've had for so long, then there wouldn't have been a problem.
So true.
You know?
So true.
I'm just reading in the chat room, Margaret, you're the most real radio show person I've ever known, Sue. Real. Do you mean unreal? And just to let us know that Dozer is back home and has been found, so that's fantastic. Yasmin, if you've not met up the Betty Crumley woman, please click on that link and have a read. You'll, if you've got tears just by my poem, I'm telling you, you'll have them later. That lady was actually euthanizing allegations, admittedly, apparently. But it has gone to be investigated, but she was putting down dogs with only a third of the euthanization drug to actually kill a dog. And there was videos that were up on YouTube. I do believe they're still there. Maybe I'll have a look at those in just a moment. Right, let me just see if I've got anybody waiting on the phone lines. I think Howard was going to be calling in, and I know that Kathy's having problems logging in. Let me just say to her to call in, bless her. Let her have a catch-up with us. What else was I going to say? There was something else I wanted to say. But yeah, so, you know, what sort of prices is it then, Penny, in America to have dogs spayed and neutered? What sort of is the usual prices if we haven't got, like, discounts or anything?
It actually varies. It depends on, you know, different vets. Some vets will go by the size of the dog. It can start, you know, start out, if it's a smaller dog, maybe is, you know, as low as $30 and go up. It depends on the size of the dog, the weight of the dog. Some places will do a discount. Like, I believe the vet, the rescue that I've been working with, I believe he does it for like $65. I think that's what it is. I could be wrong on that. Spay Nation works, you know, with different people. They also work with rescues. It depends on income. Sometimes they've been known to do them like $40. But they're so full that it's really hard for anybody to get into. I was talking to my girlfriend, and she called them just to see because she knew somebody that needed their dog done. And I guess they're not doing any intakes until the end of July right now. So,
right. Good grief. This is the thing, I mean, would it, you know, let's be realistic. Would it be better if they actually made the spay and neuter cheaper so that everybody could actually afford it and so that then it would actually, in the long run, even if, like we said to the government, right, can you put so much towards it so we could have, say, 3 months of a total spay and neutering time.
I think it would be a major help. I really do. I mean, because that seems to be a big issue with a lot of people is, oh, well, my dog or my cat's not fixed because I couldn't afford it. Well, okay, you know, you got these low income clinics, but they're so backlogged that, you know, okay, your hands are tied.
Yeah.
So, like, if they were to be like, you know, okay, you get a grant, you know, you get X amount of dollars, you know, for the year, maybe that wouldn't be an idea.
Yeah, yeah. If there's any vets or anybody knows of vets that would like to call in to the show, because I tell you what, the one thing I hear all the time, these stupid old wives' tales of, well, you've got to let them have one litter, haven't you? What? You have to have let them have one litter. No, you don't. There is no golden rule to say that a female is going to die if she doesn't have a litter. Doesn't say that she's going to get this, that, and the other if she doesn't have a litter. That is a load of rubbish. Do you mean?
We won't go off on that topic because that's a rant by itself there, too.
I'll tell you. And what about the old one? But if they're spayed, then they'll put on weight.
That's a healthy dog.
You know what I mean? Good Lord, honestly, it drives me mental. Do you know what? When I had Penny Nervous, I actually rung up the vets when they were pups, and I said to them, when is the first available date that I would be able to get these dogs spayed and neutered? And he said, what's the rush? And I said, because I don't want them to have pups.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? On the first week that it was possible that they could be spayed and neutered, that is exactly where they went. They are not fat. Penny's not literally wanting to have babies or anything stupid. Nothing. And they both have been done. Why is that so difficult? It could just stop so much. Oh, and I've just got to give a public health warning to the chat room because, yes, Kathy's arrived in the chat room. Hey there, darling. How you doing? Call in. But, you know, me and Kathy have done so much, and we just said that we really have got to stop somewhere to stop these dogs and cats from coming into the world in the first place. Do you know what I mean? It's all right saying, you know, society, everybody says, oh, it's society and everything, but at the end of the day, each and every one of us is part of that society. Do you know what I mean?
On another note, too, Sue, not to change that subject, seeing Kat in the chat room just reminded me this. I have been getting messages from somebody trying to raise money. Don't know how she got a hold of me, but Kate has been trying to get a hold of me to send her money.
Right, okay.
So I don't know how many other members she may have tried to do the same thing with, but just kind of give everybody the heads up on that one.
Right, okay. If anybody has actually had any messages from Kate Ravello over the... My head's just totally gone. Protest in America. Obviously, that's going to be happening, I think, next week. This weekend, isn't it, I think? Please get in touch with me. I want to know, because I do not think that is fair when she's in just messaging people for money. That is totally, totally wrong. And I will just say, without saying too much, that story's not over. And what's that saying, Penny, about it's not over? That's right, it's not over until the fat lady sings. Have you heard me sing yet?
No. When I listened to her on your show when she had the chance, she was like a cat just going in circles, and I was like, and when I got the message, I immediately was able to reach out to Kat. She was wonderful. I'm like, heads up. And she's like, what? But then I had found out that she had gone through a friend of a friend, and that's how she got a hold of me. I was like, I never once accepted her, and I wasn't about to. It's like, why did you send a message to me? You're not my friend or any of that. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, you're spending the funds that people are sending to you, you know, inadequately. You know, you're telling people things and whatever. I don't know what the whole vote was there, but, you know, a little bit too much for me.
The thing is, and I'm not bothered if anybody wants to forward this on to Kate, I have got an issue with the fact that somebody is doing a protest and charging for it. I would much prefer...
Exactly.
For if I was doing a protest, me personally, if I was doing a protest right now, I would not charge for it. I would ask people, instead of being charged for it, to one, do a certain amount of posters maybe, or forward it on, or tell people about it. But also, I would want people to come from further afield to make a bigger impact. I don't want to be eating fancy food. I don't want to have the option of being a vegetarian on that day to eat that food. I do not want to go into a posh place. I want to make a voice for the voiceless. I do not want to be feeding my face. I'm quite happy to go somewhere afterwards and meet up with all you guys and do stuff, but I do not want to be going into some fancy restaurant and pay £45. I'd much prefer it if everybody said, let's have a protest, we'll all donate $30 each, and it'll go to a spay and neuter clinic. Now you're talking.
There you go. There you go.
That's just
or
me.
Or go buy a bag of dog food or something.
Yeah. You know, like how are you feeling about the homeless people? You know, donate it to homeless people. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look out. Here we go. She's revving up and in gear. Hello, darling. How are you doing?
Yeah, my motor's going. I've got plenty of gasoline now in my tank. I don't know. I'm not sure if you've heard this news yet today, Sue. I received a text message today from one of our friends involved in the Tennessee situation. Apparently there's been a leak that Betty Crumley will return as director of the shelter.
Right. If anybody's currently under 18 listening to show, you've got exactly 3 seconds to leave because some language is going to come out and I don't give a shit. What a load of bullshit. You have got to be bloody kidding.
No, I got that message this morning, and quite frankly, it kind of put a fucking damper on my whole day. This came from a novel source, which I will tell you after the show, Sue. It really threw me into a tailspin because with all the people that rallied to get together on this page, with all the people that came out with evidence, with all the people that came out with photographs, videos, her verification of what she's done on the local news that the news published on the internet, that the news page, WATE, posted on their site, Betty admitting that she only gave the dogs one-third of the dose. And then that idiot Otto saying, oh, yeah, we doubled it now. No, really? So now you're just giving two-thirds, you freaking idiot.
I am telling you now, let me just tell everybody right now, and I have, as you can obviously tell, me and Kathy have not even discussed this yet, and I'm sure Kathy will back me up. I am telling you now, if that leak is actually confirmed, that cow is going back in that shelter, I am telling you now, there will be a collection because I want to get over to America and I will start the biggest protest that's ever stood outside that shelter because over my dead body, that bitch going back in there. Not a chance in hell. Never, ever, ever. No way.
If
she walks back in there and gets away with that, right, us lot are wasting our bloody time. We may as well just quit right now and chuck the bloody towel in. I tell you what, because that's totally wrong. How much proof do you need?
Well, yeah, exactly. And I question, there's so much I question, and I'm not going to go on international radio and say this out loud. I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to stick a fork in myself because I'm not done yet. I'm not finished. And, and when I tell you the person it came from, Sue, you'll understand why I'm upset because it is someone that's worked with us throughout this entire case and someone who's very reliable. I won't even discuss on the radio what else I heard today because, for many reasons. There's just some things you just don't announce until, in other words, I don't want to be the bearer of these bad tidings, you know, the other stuff that I heard today. I want somebody else to come out and say it because, quite frankly, I'm so livid over this. It affected my whole day. It took my whole day. Was on this. My mom was on this, and I couldn't even do my own work. I had to walk away from two clients during a meeting. I got so emotional, and they even when the meeting began, two separate meetings. When I walked in and I sat down, one of them looked at me and said, "Oh my God, who died? What's wrong? Who's sick?" And I couldn't even. I was so emotional, I couldn't even talk. I had to get up and excuse myself. So. You know, this is something that we, Sue and I, have worked so hard on, and not just Sue and I, so many people behind the scenes who worked with us, who came to us, who turned to us, who begged for our help. And these poor animals, you know, to see that dog in that body bag that she had given one-third the dose, and the dog raises its head up and looks at the camera before it's placed into the freezer. Oh, please, how much more do you need to see, people? How much more do you need to see? And, you know, there's, yeah, and the investigation is still going on, and that's what I'm not going to discuss. I'm not going to discuss anything I've been told about that. I'm not going to discuss nothing about that. But just know that I'm highly upset, and it's just a crying shame that our taxpayer dollars go to support an organization that is guilty, not allegedly, that is guilty, and I'm going on what they themselves have said on the TV interviews. Just what they have admitted to alone is criminal. Just what they've admitted to alone is animal cruelty.
Yep.
Any way you cut it, any way you look at it. So y'all can hear it in my voice. Y'all all know my voice. You know when I'm happy and when I'm upset and when I'm not. And I'm upset today.
Do you know what? I can just say to everybody, right, me and Kathy do so much work together, right, and we talk on the phone for hours. Nobody knows the connection that me and Kathy have got, right? I can be saying stuff and Kathy already knows what I'm going to say and vice versa. And we have worked hours and hours, and we have united so many people. And it has been my pleasure to work with Kathy with this. But do you know what? If anybody knows how I'm feeling right now, it's Kathy, because I know how she's feeling. To say that I am devastated and deeply pissed off is the understatement of the year. Now, you guys know that I never swear on this show. But do you know what? This is what we are fighting for. You all need to share this Becky Crumley page, because this is not going to be over. I know that as soon as I put this phone down from this show tonight, I'm going to run the phone to Kathy, and this show is going to carry on, and we will be doing a show about this. And I need you all to share this page everywhere. Share it to Ellen DeGeneres and all of them. I want them all to know about it, every single person. Because if we let this go, we may as well not even bother going to the animal shelters, because they can do whatever they want. And it's, again, all down to politics. It's all down to money. It's all down to politics and all that crap.
Small town politics. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You kiss my ass, I'll kiss yours. That's exactly what it is. It's the same thing in Crowley that Penny's talking about. It's the same way all across the country. And folks, the one thing we fight for is animal welfare. We fight against animal cruelty, and we fight for animal rights. And in no way, shape, or form have any of the animals who have died in the Baird shelter in Jacksboro, Tennessee, been given a chance. I'm privy to information right now that, quite frankly, I cannot say on this air. And I'm sitting here with it in my heart and in my mind. And y'all can hear my voice. You can tell I'm emotional.
I can honestly say, Kathy, I'm keeping strong, because I tell you what, I am determined that we're not going to let this go, Kathy. I'm telling you, there's no way we can let this go.
See, these are not tears of weakness. These are not tears of, these are tears of fucking anger. I'm so mad, I'm shaking right now. What has our society come to? I mean, really, I just read an article in the Examiner about a grandmother accuses a 14-year-old granddaughter of kicking her dog to death. What did they do to the 14-year-old? Absolutely nothing. They did nothing to the 14-year-old. We are doing this to ourselves, people, if we do not stand up and try to get laws changed, try to get justice. They're not just a dog. They're not just animals. They're living, breathing, feeling beings with a spinal cord, a heart that beats blood, a central nervous system. They mourn. They show joy. They smile. They cry. What don't these people get?
Yep.
How have our society become so callous and so hard and so cold and unfeeling that we can allow these things to continue? How can we allow it to continue? And anyone who does not stand with me and myself, please keep walking. And I'm looking at the names in this room right now, and I know you all stand with us, or else you wouldn't be here. But We are their only voice, people. We're the only hope they have. And when we remain silent, we're just as bad as the ones that we're talking about, the ones that we want justice for. We're just as bad as they are when we remain silent.
Yep. Right. Anybody that doesn't know about the Betsy Crumley situation hasn't watched this, okay? I'm going to put this video in. I don't care what anybody says. You watch it. And then you tell me that me and Kathy should just back down. If you think we're wasting our time, you think that Betsy Crumley should just go back in there and she's a good person, watch that video, and I want you to tell me that we're wrong. I need every single person to go and have a look at this. And I'm going to say this link on air, right? It's www.youtube.com/watchvGYONEWSEMLS. And I will be posting this onto the Our Sue Show group as well, because I am pissed off, Fernie's. Do you know what, Kathy? I have come back on the show because I wanted to make a difference, and then you just hear that and you think, bollocks, a lot of it.
I know. And you know, I just went into YouTube and put in the search bar, Baird Animal Shelter, Tennessee. And that's B-A-I-R-D, Animal Shelter, Tennessee. A whole list of videos came up. Of course, I'm seeing the one that we're talking about here, the link that Sue just posted. There's also an animal shelter worker, Brenda Watkins, who was interviewed under oath, sworn to nothing but the truth. The attorney was sitting right there off camera, and she gave correct answers and honest answers to every one of the questions. These people have all been interviewed. I please understand what I said about what I heard this morning. I did not say it as a fact. I said that was information that I had received from someone close to the situation. I don't want anybody coming back on me and saying, oh, well, you know, Kat said this and Kat said that. You know, if you want to come cha-cha with me, you better be freaking ready. That's all I got to say, because y'all know I get wound up. But if you look at the things that Sue and I look at every single day, and we don't turn our backs on any of this, Sue and I have sat here together sobbing on the phone watching animals being skinned alive and then tossed over into a bin or a big trash container with other carcasses, and the animal was alive. He raised his head and looked at his body with no skin, no fur. All that for a fur coat? Oh, please. But Sue and I never turn our heads. We never turn our backs. I made a promise to myself, to my parents in heaven, and to my God, and I promised that I would stand up for those without a voice. Whether it's a child, whether it's an elderly person, whether it is someone who's abused, abuse is abuse is abuse. And the animals fall equally as important as human beings to me. So, yeah, I get really tough and I get loud. And I, let me tell you, I'm maybe tiny, but I can get pretty loud. And that's okay. But I want you all to join in this fight with me. Sorry I had to come so emotional, but that's what I've been carrying around all day.
Oh, bless. I can honestly say, you guys know that I'm never stuck for words, but I'm quite gutted.
Me too. All the nights that you and I sat up until the sun came up, never once taking a nap, never once laying down, up for 48, 56 hours, 60 hours at a time working on this.
Yep.
We don't do it because we're getting a paycheck. We're not getting a paycheck from any of this. I'm not that kind of person, and neither is Sue. We're not about the almighty dollar. You know, in fact, animal advocates and animal warriors, they usually aren't, unless, of course, you're a nasty black market rescue or a supposedly 501c3 pending and that's all I'm going to say to that. But then it's all about the money. Then it's all about the money. And, oh, by the way, I received a call just a week ago today. And so you know what I'm talking about here without mentioning any names. I get a phone call, and it says, do you know how to take, and she says, you know how to take screenshots? And I said, sure. She said, that thread we've been on all night long, I want you to go and I want you to get screenshots of every single one of the, every link, every bit of the conversation, because we're going to have to go back and follow up on this. The dog ended up being put to sleep after it was pulled by the rescue, and I'm not going to name the rescue, and it's not one that's being talked about on this show thus far today. I've not released that information to anyone who the rescue is because there will be an investigation. But there was over $1,000 in pledges made on this thread, and I have got the screenshots to prove it. There is a guy who came on and said, I want to adopt the dog. The rescue pulled the dog, told him not only had the dog gotten sick and he was going to be responsible for all the veterinarian care, but that he was also going to have to pay an adopter fee. Oh, really? 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 Where did that $1,000 go? Where did that $1,000 go? It went in their pocket, and nobody has seen the dog since. It's all about the money for some people.
Well,
yes.
I'm not really bothered by if I mention, and let me just say that this the one that Kathy's just been talking about is not the one I'm about to mention. But I have obviously mentioned Kate Ravello and the protest. People are saying that she's actually been inboxing people asking for the money.
Penny called me the other day. We talked about that. Didn't have it last week, wasn't it? Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, Penny called me the other day talking about that. Yeah.
I called you right away as soon as I got the message.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew about that. And let me say one other thing, too. When you have people who want to come and be speakers at these events, most of these speakers will not charge you a dime, and they write it off their expenses as something that they have benevolently donated their time and their fee, and they can write that off their taxes. When you start raising money like that for a big hall, a big event, I thought a rally took place in a public domain. I thought a rally took place where people could observe and where people could listen to what your message was. On the street, take it to a park, take it to a street, take it to where you can get attention. How in the hell is anyone going to know what you're fighting for if you're stuck in a big ballroom in a hotel and you can't get in there unless you pay $45 for a vegan banquet? Which, oh, by the way, I've been told, eats at McDonald's. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
I've been told she eats at McDonald's. I've been told. Here again, you know, Kay, if you're listening or if you want to come back on me and say anything, I just said I've been told. So let me correct that and say that she allegedly eats at McDonald's. And I've watched some of her rescue videos, and there's an awful lot of McDonald's bags in the floorboard of her backseat.
That must be what the dogs are eating.
Yep, right. Yeah. You know what? When you go to a rescue, I mean, when you go to a situation like that, I'd like to think that you usually have something. And don't get me wrong, I've seen rescues where they've taken chicken sandwiches and burgers, and you know, Eldad Hager's a really good one to do that. I watch Eldad Hager videos all day and all night, as opposed to a Kay Ravello video, even the first 5 seconds. I give that woman not one moment of my time, my energy, or my attention. No, too many questions. Too many questions. People need to be reminded, Sue, that people come to us anonymously with information. People come to us anonymously with documentation, with photographs, with videos, with messages, with private emails, with personal documentation that they have one-on-one communication with the people that we call out on these shows. These are not things they can just make up. We have followed an email trail on some people. You know, Sue and I are privy to a lot of information because people trust us, and they can trust us because we've never betrayed anyone yet, and we're not going to. That's not how we're made.
No. The thing is, that's how we've got as good as or as far as we've got is because confidence has never been broken. Confidentially, you know, anybody who says stuff to us, it doesn't go any further. Even when we've been asked for information, at the end of the day, it doesn't go any further. And we're here to make a difference. If we go ruining that confidentiality of people, we might as well give up right now.
Well, it's over. Yeah, we're finished. If we start doing that, we're finished.
Yep, definitely, definitely. I just want to say, if anybody else has had messages off Kate Ravello with regard to this, please give me an inbox on Facebook or email asksueshow@gmail.com, because I can see there's a couple of other people that have had messages from her as well, and I just think that's totally wrong, Kathy. You don't go inboxing people like that for money.
No. In fact, I got to tell you something. I think I didn't mention it to Penny. Penny was not the first person I heard that from. She was not. So I think, quite frankly, Facebook needs to be made aware of that, too, that people are soliciting in the name of something that, too many questions there. Too many questions.
Yeah.
I want to switch this over to a happy note, though, about something else. I have a very, very good friend who's a film producer in Hollywood, California. I spoke to him several times over the weekend. His name is Foster Quarter. He is his history is in film production and movies, and he's been out of the film industry as far as actual production for the past 2 years. He's been fighting cancer. But Foster is putting together now a film called Conversations with a Pitbull. And if any of you remember the movie Look Who's Talking Now with John Travolta and the little babies, who was hit? The girl in the movie was Allie, I can't think of her last name, but the little babies were talking like adults. They were little babies, and their little mouths were moving like little adults. And this movie is a combination of Look Who's Talking Now and The Green Mile for Dogs. And those are two powerful movies here in the United States. Well, this movie, Conversations with a Pitbull, I'd like to invite you all to an event. I'm going to send the link right here, and you can go and you can join. I just posted at Facebook.com events. And as I mentioned, you know, this Foster is not. He's the first to admit social media is not his strong point. He's in film and movies, and he's called on me and his co-producer. He's been sending emails about this too, and we're both trying to get the word out. And I've invited a lot of people there. You know, a lot of folks that I've invited who are going. But I would like to invite you all to take a look at this, and there are some links. If you inbox me or want more information, I'm more than happy to send you a link to the actual promo for the Conversations with the Pitbull, and he'll tell you all about it. And also the Pitbull energy drink, and there is an energy drink called Pitbull. They've agreed to match $200,000 or more when Foster reaches 50% of the goal. Of the minimum $400,000 budget. So if he reaches $200,000, then Pitbull Energy Drink has agreed to match his $200,000. So if I can just ask you all to, just take a look at it and go to the event, show your support for someone who is trying to do something. I'm sending you a link right now. It's a YouTube link, and it is the actual promo for the movie. And you'll see Foster talking about the movie and what he wants to do. And it's a very forthright, forthcoming, honest, and understandable film. So, you know, I did want to get that in because we get so wrapped up in the reality of things. And unfortunately, there's so much darkness in that reality, as you have just heard through our language and through my crying and our emotions. But there are people out there trying to make a difference, just like we are. And I do want to give y'all some of the light that is given to me in all this darkness. And believe me, it was light when he came to me and said, I want to do this. Can you help? I said, absolutely, I can. So there are people making a difference.
Exactly. I just want to say to everybody that I have been just forwarded a message to say that there is other people messaging about Kay Ravello on Facebook, and they are forwarding that round to people to warn them that she is actually asking for money. Let me just say again, I am reading this because it's been sent to me. At the end of the day, it's up to you guys if you want to donate $45. I will again just say to everybody that if I was coming over to America to do a protest, I would not want to be charging people. I would not be putting on fancy food. I would be telling you to bring your bottles of water because you're going to be shouting very loud. You're going to lose your voice. And if you like, we'll meet up later and we'd go for a bag of chips, or we would be going for a pint or whatever out of our own funds. And if anybody wanted to donate to do some spay and neuter, then if you've got too much money in your pocket and it's burning a hole, it could go to some spay and neuter. Certainly not for going to eat food and entertainment. There is no entertainment in animal advocate work, in my opinion. That's my opinion. Anybody want to have a go, you can email me at asksueshow@gmail.com. I'm more than willing to listen. Just remember, your email will be made public onto my pages as well. If you've not gathered yet that Ask Sue is slightly pissed, then yes, I don't mean literally as in alcohol, I mean very annoyed with the fact of what's going on, then you don't know me.
Well, honey, when you say pissed as Americans, we know what you mean. We know all too well.
Yeah, but I don't want everybody thinking I've just turned to alcohol, although admittedly, if I'd got some right now, I think I'd be starving.
I'm passing you the drink, Sue.
I need something, I'll tell you. But I just, honestly, I'm just like, I'm just so shaken back by that.
Those are grounds for her to be removed from Facebook altogether. And I'm serious. I'm very serious. We need to all get together and communicate with Facebook and let them know that this is being done. That is solicitation of money by someone that we are not personally connected with.
The thing about contacting Facebook, though, is they're busy blocking those of us that are actually trying to make a difference. It's almost sometimes they don't care. I don't know. That's just my opinion, though.
Oh, listen, Foster got blocked over the weekend. He got blocked for growing too fast, quote unquote. And like I told you, he doesn't understand social media like we do. He's new to Facebook, and you know, he's a filmmaker. He's a Hollywood producer, and that's what he does. And he realizes how many animal advocates he knows how hard we fight, and he enlisted our help. And I was more than thrilled to give him any help I possibly could. And I spoke to him, literally for hours over the weekend. And, early morning, late at night, whenever he could get out of his meetings and talk to me, I made myself available. So he said to me, well, Facebook has blocked me. I've only got days to work on this. What's going on? And I'm like, what was the message? And he said, going too fast. And I explained to him what that meant. And, you know, it's up to us to help him, to help promote that, to help spread the word, to help. And here again, any of y'all who are my friends on Facebook, Margaret especially, you know, I met someone, you shared the event the other day on your page, and I met Kathy through your link. And Kathy came over and joined the event and joined the group. And we just have a lot going on there with Foster. So I just ask for everyone to please show your support with him in the event. And all he's asking for is $3. $3. $3. It's a $3 launch. And if he can get 100,000 people to give $3, then he can get $300,000 from Pitbull Energy Drink. They committed to $200,000. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you post that link into the chat room, Kathy?
I did just now, but I'll do it again. I'm absolutely thrilled to. Absolutely, I am. I posted
Sorry,
the YouTube video. That's okay. Penny Foster cannot accept any friends on Facebook. He's already up to his max. He can't send friend requests or accept friend requests. The thing you need to do is just go join the event. And like I said, he's blocked on Facebook. He's blocked from his personal account. He's only working through conversations with the pit bull. So, and you can follow him. Yeah, you can follow him, of course. But after I get off the phone here today, I'll be calling him to, you know, update him on some other things that I had did today and got some feedback on. And, you know, just there's someone up his pond to make a difference, and I think it's going to be a great film, a great movie. I really do. He's telling it like it is. He's speaking for the dogs. He's speaking for the dogs. The dogs who know no love. The dogs who have had to fight for their lives. The dogs who have had to fight for their owner. You know, he's in California. Let's face it. He's in Hollywood, right outside of L.A. And everyone who knows about pit bulls in California knows that South Los Angeles is one of the worst places for pit bulls. One of the worst places for pit bulls on the street. The streets of South Los Angeles, South L.A., are some of the most horrific in the world for stray animals. And most of them are pit bulls.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll get inviting some friends to that as well, with the conversations with the people. That's brilliant. Yeah.
I'm
just sitting
there one more time.
Yeah, I'm currently sharing on my timeline and everything. So, is there anything else you can think of, Penny, that we've missed? Anything you want to say? You've gone very quiet in the background there. Bless you.
No, I'm trying to wrap my brain around some of those things I've heard.
Yeah.
That makes three of us, I can tell you.
I'm still over here shaking my head and, like, can't believe it.
The thing is, what are us advocates supposed to do, right? Let's just be realistic for a minute, right? I'm going to sit in the garden fence. So, the governments are saying we can't speak out and we can't share videos. Like, for instance, if we find a video of something, we can't expose it because of the fact that we're then a whistleblower and we're also a terrorist, okay? So where is that going to really leave us in the world? How is society ever going to get any better if nobody is watching? I'll tell you something, though. The biggest video camera should go and look straight in on the governments and let's have a look what they're doing. That's where the video should be going, and that's where we do need to get exposure.
Food, you know what I saw and read over the weekend? I read the actual article about it. There's a school here in the United States that the principal is going up against all the parents who are protesting, telling them that he's not going to change a thing, he's not going to do anything any different. The children are no longer allowed to say, "In God we trust." Now they say, "In Allah we trust."
You can put that link in the chat room by all means.
Let me go back and find that. Yeah, that was sent to me in a private message along with a serious conversation about it. Yeah, I like to blew my top on that one. There is a man I would suggest you all look him up on Facebook. If you are politically inclined, his name is Ron Hinton. And I just typed his name in. Now, I'm a personal friend of his, but let me go back and find the link to his page. Ron is one of the most politically aware, and he is also the Oceanside gangbuster. Now, if you go to... if you go to YouTube and Google Oceanside Gangbuster, this dude does not back down from anyone. He goes into the streets of Los Angeles and California to all these gangbanger groups, and he gets out of his car and says, hey, you're on my territory. You owe me now. You think you're a bad gangbanger? Bring it. You ain't seen Gangbanger yet, people. I'm the Oceanside. I'm a gangbuster. You're on my territory now. So this, I'm just posting right now, his Facebook. Follow him. He and I are friends, and I keep up with him every single day. He's a hell of a person to talk to, I'll tell you that. But he posts stuff about the government and about things that Sue and I talk about quite frequently. He is someone to follow. If you can follow him, please follow Ron. He's very patriotic. He talks about, he posts information where he's in a challenge right now with the IRS. And he's been targeted. And he does not back down. He does not back down. And unless I'm mistaken, he is a former Marine. And once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yep.
He's someone. I mean, I'm just full of these little rings today here that lead you to great, big, magnificent things. You know, Foster Quarter, Ron Hinton. These are people who are doing things. They're not just talking about it. They're actually out there making things happen. So these are certainly people worth following, and I certainly wish you all well. If you want to stay informed and stay current on events, just like the information about the Boston bombing, Ron had a heyday over the weekend with that. He has now disclosed who the actors are that our federal government hired. The double amputee, he has been a double amputee for over a decade. He was photographed in a hospital room taking a woman a gift 10 years ago, and he was a double amputee then. So like Ron said, how many times can you get both legs blown off? Do your legs grow back? I don't think so. Are you a lizard? Does your tail grow back? I don't think your legs grow back. I mean, Ron had a heyday over the weekend, and I followed between him and Foster all weekend. That's what I was informing myself with, and I feel like a much better informed American today.
Yeah. And for anybody that's listening thinking, hold on a minute, this is supposed to be about this and the other, let me just say to everybody that, you know, all us animal advocates need to realize that so much could be changed if the government just stood up for the animals.
Exactly.
If they just stood up for us. It's okay saying this, that, and the other, but it could be as simple as our government saying, right, a spay and neuter program needs to come in as of April 2014. Here you go. If you don't do, you've got to pay a big load of license fee.
Mm-hmm.
Simple. Why don't they?
Well, your show's titled "What Do You Want for the Show?" I mean, we've got to cover a lot of different articles and a lot of different aspects of reality and the country and the world that we live in today. And it's all a trickle down theory from what you just said. The government controls things in every single country that all of us live in, down to the toilet paper that we wipe our ass with. Okay. And animal rights falls in there. Human rights falls in there. I mean, our constitutional rights fall in there. It's all under the umbrella of the government.
You just said it, right. They're taking all the rights away. That's the problem. And we need to stand up to keep our rights.
They've already took them. It's not take them. They've took them.
We need to take them
we
back.
We can't speak out. We can't video. We can't shout out about anything. We're controlled on Facebook what we say or can't say. You mention the word police more than six times, you'll have a block on your account. You're stopped if you connect to people. You can't make friends with people. Facebook itself, the place where we're actually working so hard, is the biggest government survey that ever walked. But we're on there every single day telling them we're going to the toilet, we're going shopping, we're going to share about dogs. Because we're connecting, boom, off you go. You're taken straight out as soon as you start connecting. Because the government do not want us as advocates, us as people, us as society to connect. Because if we connect, we would be more powerful. We would be more powerful because we are 95% of this world. The governments are only 5%. And until people in them thick worlds wake up and smell the roses, we're never going to get anywhere. Stop animal cruelty, never in the month of Sundays, not until egos are put down and people start to unite and make a difference. Until then, you're wasting your time. You'll get more Betty Crumleys, you're going to get more William Beds, you're going to get more people off their backside because they're being shoved dollars in their back pockets. And until we change that, nothing's going to change. Nothing.
So, do you remember just last week I was posting videos about police brutality? Within 2 weeks, three people in California were beaten to death, and I posted the videos of the actual beatings on my page. I went to post a fourth video about a guy who got stopped on the street by a police officer, filmed him with his camera phone, and that cop got schooled. He got an education, and the dude he stopped started reading out what cases of so-and-so versus so-and-so, so-and-so versus so-and-so, article such-and-such, article, I mean, the cop is standing there like, duh. And needless to say, when his supervisor was called, and I was talking to Sue on the phone, and I laughed about this, the supervisor gets out of his truck chewing his fingernails. He gets out of his truck with his fingernails in his mouth chewing his fingernails. He knows that they're about to get an ass-whipping verbally and intellectually from this guy. They stop invading his rights and taking away his rights under the Constitution of our country. Well, when I went to post that fourth video, I got a warning from Facebook. You may want to reconsider this post. It may be considered offensive to some. Excuse me? Bam, post it. Go right ahead. Shut me down now. Go ahead, Facebook. Come on. And the same thing is true with our work in animal advocacy. And I got censored last week, the same week of the police situation. I was posting about Islam and educating people about Islam, posting videos about what the Islamic men do to women. And, oh, by the way, in case you don't know, to this very day, June 17, 2013, Islamic men are allowed to take a bride as young as 9 years old. It doesn't matter if they're 70. They can take a bride 9 years old. Do you have a 9-year-old daughter or granddaughter? You want that to happen to her? Yeah. Let me get y'all stirred up now. Let me wake some people up here. I got my page censored. They removed three of my posts. Facebook removed three of my posts on my page. In 1 week, I got censored two times.
Yeah, but do you know what, Kathy? Let's just explain to people that me and you are always on the phone while we're talking on the phone,
always.
On Facebook, or email and everything. I can put a post on my wall, and there's times when Kathy's not been able to see it, and there's been times when Kathy's posted on her wall, and I've not been able to see it.
Many times.
On another note, ladies, people are saying that they can't accept friend requests and stuff. A lot of people are not aware of this, but if you get a friend request from somebody and you're accepting them because you know who they are, they have that question where it says, do you know this person outside of Facebook? If they click no, the person that gets accepted gets banned for 3 days. So, you know, my animal warriors that have added to me, I'm automatically say, yeah, I know them outside of Facebook because I don't want them to get blocked. But a lot of people don't know that.
And you don't even have to answer the question. You don't even have to answer the question.
He's been making me answer.
No, just don't even click on it. Just refresh your page and it'll go right away.
All you have to do is just click, just accept them and don't even answer it. I don't even click yes or no. Just don't even answer it.
You won't even let me go anywhere.
I'm just gonna repeat that. So for those people who just didn't catch on to this, if you are accepting a friend and it asks you whether or not you know that person outside of Facebook, do not click no on it because Facebook do not want you to connect to people who apparently you don't know. The reason being, they do not want people like us animal advocates to connect. So, for instance, if that was I was to do as Facebook told me, and I did not add people that I did not know out of Facebook, except for my friends, there would be no radio show. Us animal advocates would not be uniting, and that's exactly what Facebook and the government want. They don't want us to connect. If we're connecting, we can make a difference. It's up to you guys now if you want to make a difference.
It absolutely is.
I've got my rant pants on this show tonight, fair news. So let's ask the question right there as well. What does everybody actually want with the ASU show? Is there other things that people want me to bring into the show? Is there something you think is too much for the show? Please, let me know. Get in touch with me. You can say it on the chat room. That's fine. You can ring in on 347-327-9694, or you can email asushow@gmail.com. Penny, any thoughts?
No, I mean, you pretty much leave the show open to, you know, everybody. And, you know, it's not just animal abuse. It's abuse in general. There's a lot of it.
Absolutely. Do you know what, just, sorry, interrupting for a minute. Do you know what, I can remember, Kathy, I think I might have shared it with you, maybe, where that Muslim, or you may have shared it to me even, but that Muslim guy raped that young girl, and then he went to court, and his reason for doing it, he didn't know it wasn't allowed.
Oh, the Islamic guy, the Islamic college student, and that case was dismissed in court. Absolutely.
Yes.
Because he was taught in Islam that women are property.
Sorry to say, being my daughter, wouldn't have made it to court. Sorry.
You're exactly right, Penny.
I'll tell you what. Just do me a favor. Somebody give me some black cloth. Send me over there, and I'll just make sure I've got something underneath it.
Yeah, you let that happen to my daughter.
I wouldn't need to dig no hole to throw stones at them, I can tell you. But on that note, I've got to say that I am going to have, now let me find their link, I am going to be having a fantastic page who are very good friends of mine, who I message every day just telling them that they're doing a fantastic job. So tell them that you heard about them on the Ask Sue show, send them a message. They are fantastic admins, and it is called Islam Against Women. And they do absolutely fantastic. Honestly, they're up to date with it. They put so much stuff on there all the time. Absolute brilliant admins. So, do you know what? I look and I think to myself, how do them women cope with all that, Kathy? Mm-hmm. Really? And people say to me, oh, you know, it's not such a cruel world. I mean, the first time I saw the video where the women are buried up to their shoulders and then stoned to death. And let me just say, people, this is not little pebbles. This is big rocks. And the finishing part of this video was when they got a breeze block and chopped it on her head.
Yeah. And they also, they still do mercy killings, still, in Islamic countries. Here again, June 17th, 2013, they're still going on currently today. And a mercy killing, if a woman, I can tell you several examples. A brother rapes his sister, she gets pregnant, and the two brothers stone their sister and kill her after they stick a knife in her abdomen.
Oh, John, you're checking it. Do you know what, as everybody knows, I'm into my spiritual stuff, and I'm very much in my spiritual, but do you know what? People say all the time, you know, this is a cruel world because of tornadoes. This is a cruel world because of the storms. This is the cruel world because of flooding. Cruel world because of this. Give me a break. If Mother Nature can see what we can see, wouldn't you be angry?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really.
It doesn't, you know, and all these people are in for religion. Really? Religion? Are you telling me that there is a God that can sit there and watch this? And, you know, there are so many gods, right? Let's be realistic. There are so many people that believe in different gods, right? I wish all of those would get a Facebook and connect and set up a blasted group and, for God's sake, somebody stand together with religion and love and passion and just stop this crap from happening, because something's got to make a stand. Something's got to stop.
So people were given free will. We cannot blame whatever God we worship or whatever God we love. We blame each other, because that's where the heinous actions come in. Man and woman were given free will. So I'm not going to blaspheme my God or your God or anybody else's God, but it is because of free will and free thinking and the right to do what we think in our minds. And let me tell you something, that's got to be, it goes right directly to our government. What's our government doing about this? Nothing. And our government was given the same right to be free will, the same right to be free thinkers. And we're
yep,
there.
Exactly.
We are
I'm not going against anybody's God. I'm just saying I would wish all these gods would get together in one place and unite as much as everybody else needs to unite as well. Do you mean?
There's so many wars and religion and all these different things
that I just wish people would all connect.
We're destroying ourselves. It's the human race.
Yes.
We're doing it to ourselves.
Yep.
And then this earth will
humanity
will wipe ourselves out. We're going to wipe ourselves out, and then the universe can start over again if there's anything left of our planet. If there's any, my advice, throw it into the universal cesspool, the universal landfill. Throw it with used and discarded planets that have no longer any valid use for humanity, because humanity doesn't exist any longer. We're a bunch of monsters breathing and walking lumps of flesh.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just so wrong. But, you know, just after what you've said to me today and everything, I'm just like, I'm absolutely pig sick. Honestly.
I couldn't help but go on a rant, because this is what I have dealt with over the past week, over the weekend, today, then getting news about the shelter. And, I mean, it's just like I can only take so many sucker punches in my gut before I just throw up. And my idea, or the way I throw up, is to release all this that I'm carrying, to share the word so that I can get others to rally and act on this. We've got to stand together. We've got to stand together. And this is a very heavy subject for a lot of people. But I'll tell you something. I'll fight the war. If my neighbor can't stand up and fight, I'll fight for him.
Yep.
But I'm not going to fight
you
for somebody who doesn't appreciate it, and I'm not going to fight for somebody who continues to add to the problem. I'm not going to fight for someone who continues to drain the monetary system of my country, who continues to drain the welfare system of my country. I had a friend call me up 2 weeks ago and say, I was standing in line behind this woman at the supermarket. You know what she bought? And I said, no, what? He said, she bought a grape. And I laughed, and I said, oh, come on, what'd she buy? He said, she bought a grape. A grape. One grape. And another cashier had to come over and ring it up, because the little cashier that was there was new. The other cashier said, I can handle this. This is how you do it. The woman pulls out her food stamp card, gets $25 cash back, and pays her penny or 2 pennies for a grape. A grape. They've got it figured out, don't they? They've got it figured out. And who's paying for that? Me?
Good.
Penny?
Grief.
All other Americans in the chat room. We're paying for that. We pay for her $25 hit for a crack pipe, or what, her $25 bag of weed or whatever she was going to get. You know, and he said she was standing there in a designer bag, designer heels, designer jeans, and gotten a new Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on food stamps.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come to America, Sue. You'll get a real eye opener. You'll get a real eye opener.
Oh yeah. I mean, I had gotten down on my luck, and I went to try and get some help, and you know, I couldn't get anything because I made $6 too much.
Exactly. Hey, that's my point, Penny. There are Americans who need that help. There are Americans, working Americans, who need that help to provide for their families, to keep a roof over their head. And the people I'm talking about are your thugs, your gangbangers, your people who are bleeding the system, who have able bodies, they're not able-minded.
It's everything handed to them.
Exactly. And it's a mentality. It trickles down from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids see mom and daddy driving that new Cadillac, working the system. Hey, I don't have to work. I can go out there and do the same thing. They're taught how to do it.
You know, it's ironic you brought that up, because I just had a young lady that, you know, I had been watching grow up, and made a comment on that effect. Well, you know, I can go get pregnant and I can get on welfare. At 14 years old, you're thinking of this. Well, you know,
it's
how did that child learn that?
And she'll get about $1,500 a month for that baby. And then I know a woman. She doesn't live anywhere near me, but I met her first time about 2 years ago. She is under 30 years old and has 7 babies, expecting her 8th one. I love having babies. Yeah, bitch, I bet you do.
It's exactly the same over here. Exactly the same. Yep, exactly the same. Well, listen, ladies, I hate to tell you this, but we are down to the last 2 minutes. And, well, That's definitely been a new eye-opener for the back returning of the Ask Sue show. That's all I can say.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, have a good day. Good night.
Thank you, Penny. I'm sorry I came in all ranting. I apologize for coming in and blowing everybody's hair back, but I'm sorry, guys. You know, that's just the way it is. Life in my life. Life with me for a day.
Hey, thanks for calling in, love. Okay, cheers.
Right.
Bye-bye. Thank you, darling, for joining me.
You're welcome, honey. I can give you a call
in just a very short time.
Okay, love. I'll be right here. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye,
okay, all. Bye,
everyone.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Cheers, love. Bye-bye. And I just want to say a very big thank you to everybody who's been listening to the show tonight from all over the world. Yes, I've had messages to tell me that you're all listening from all over, from the UK to right to America to all over. So thank you very much to everybody for your messages. You can email me at asksueshow@gmail.com and I shall speak to you all very, very soon. Thank you very much to Penny and Kathy for calling into the show and I will speak to you all very, very soon. So good night, everybody, and be safe. Bye-bye.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head,